الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند این ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
الله يا الله سبحان الله الله يا الله والحمد لله الله ولا إله إلا الله الله يا الله والله أكبر.
Imam Khomeini's Code of Ethics. In the heart of Imam Khomeini's way of thinking, ethics had a special place, and in fact, all areas of knowledge revolve around this pivot. According to his view, by citing a hadith, prophetic tradition, from the Messenger of Allah, all kinds of knowledge can be placed in three general categories. It is because the human being possesses three existential presences and three types of world. One, external and sensory, another, the allegorical world, the third, the intellectual one.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that the criteria for everyone is his current conduct. Now, in this part of speech, he is specifically talking about a part of the verse in the Quran. We generally look at the past of the people, and then we try to judge how they were. We have done so many mistakes in our life, and we try to judge ourselves according to the past. Whereas in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in chapter 14, verse number 119, it says that ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابُوا. And certainly the Lord, or your Lord, for those who have done evil with the ignorance, or who have performed evil, ثُمَّ تَابُوا, and then they repented. مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, after what they have done. وَأَصْلَحُوا, this is important. وَأَصْلَحُوا, أَصْلَحُوا means they corrected themselves. They reformed themselves, they corrected themselves. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ, certainly your Lord, مِن بَعْدِهَا, after that, لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, he is all-forgiving, all-merciful.
يَا رَبَّنَا صَلِّ عَلَى طَاهَ النَّبِيِّ وَآلِهِ
صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ
someone has done something wrong in the past, but later, if he has done the repentance, and after that, the verse says, وَأَصْلَحُ, it has come in many verses, many other verses, that the word أَصْلَحُ has come. It's almost like in 19 places that it has come in the Quran, that if someone has done something, and after that, if they corrected themselves, means their current conduct, if it is right, and if it is according and in line with Islam, and they have done the repentance, then Allah will forgive them. And this is what Imam is also saying. The criteria for everyone is his current conduct, that how he lives now, what he does now. If his deeds are in line with the Islam, then obviously he is following the Islam, and Allah will also forgive him the way he has said in the Quran. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.
Every night. light and every